contestants are an acoustical consultant from Arlington, Virginia, Greg Bacon. An English professor from Lake Worth, Florida, Adela Irizarry. And our returning champion, a graduate student from Santa Monica, California, Sarah Frontiera, whose one day cash winnings total $26,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We had a great start to the week yesterday on our program. Adela and Greg, you're the newcomers today. If the two of you play as well as Cheyenne and Heather did yesterday, you'll recall that it was still anyone's game going into final, then today is going to be terrific also. Good luck. Here we go. One daily double in one of these categories in the first round. Off to the landmark. Ah, next. Newer Necco candy hearts. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up. Followed by Sai Puri, biopic subjects, military abbreviations, and finally, parts of speech defined. Sarah, start.
Sai Puri for 200.
Using one of these he built himself, in 1674, Anton van Leeuwenhoek gave the first accurate description of red blood cells. Adela.
What is a microscope?
Correct.
Biopic subjects for 200, please.
2019, Harriet. Greg.
It was Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Sai Puri for 400, please.
Answer, daily double. Ah, we're finding it way too early. You can risk up to 1,000.
Let's go with 1,000.
All right. The big rock that caused mass extinction 65 million years ago has the alliterative name the Alvarez This.
What is an asteroid?
That's it. Alvarez Asteroid. You're in the lead.
Sai Puri for 600, please.
The optic nerve transmits impulses to the brain from the 1 million ganglion cells in this eye part. Adela.
What is the cornea?
No. Greg.
What is the retina?
Retina's right.
Sai Puri for 800, please.
Here's Jimmy with the clue.
This system, part of the circulatory one, returns fluid from tissues to the bloodstream and helps the body absorb fat.
Greg.
What is the limbic system?
The what?
The limbic system?
No. Sarah.
What is the lymphatic system?
That's it.
Sai Puri 1000.
The three most basic types of clouds are stratus, cumulus, and this high wispy type with a name meaning curl. Sarah.
What is nimbus?
No. Adela or Greg? What is cirrus? Two of you in the red. That's not good. Sarah, pick again.
Off to the landmark 200.
It was one of the first bridges to use steel for cable wire. On New York's East River, it almost sells itself. Greg.
What is the Brooklyn Bridge?
Yeah.
Off to the landmark for 400, please.
Hello, young lovers. Head over to this symbol of the Universal Exposition of 1889. The world's tallest structure then. Iconic now. Sarah.
What is the Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Landmark 600.
Nearly 1,400 feet of limestone awaits you when you enjoy this territory seen here. That's Gibraltar. Sarah.
Landmark for 800.
UNESCO described this landmark, built in memory of a man's wife, as the jewel of Muslim art in India. Adela.
What is the Taj Mahal?
Good, you're out of the hole now.
I'll finish off to the landmark for 1,000.
There are over 160 stories in Dubai, and this 2,717-foot building has every one of them. This building, it'll make you say, gee whiz. Sarah.
What is the Burj Khalifa?
Correct.
Newer Necco Candy Hearts 200.
Ahead of the new millennium, Necco offered the saying, this many kisses and this many hugs. Sarah.
What is 1,000?
Nope. Greg.
What's 2,000?
Yeah.
Newer Necco candy hearts for 400, please.
The animal attraction series had purr followed by these four letters. Greg.
What is fect?
Fect, yes.
Necco candy hearts for 6.
In 1999, this pair of two-letter words, a clueless movie quote, was kind of a mean choice. Greg?
What is as if?
That's it.
Necco candy hearts for 800.
In 1998, between call me and text me came this two-word phrase, invoking now outmoded telecommunications. Adela.
What is beat me?
Nope. Sarah.
What is page me?
Oh, we'll accept that. We were going for fax me, but you're at 1800, and we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Greg Bacon is from Arlington, Virginia. He's a bassist, and he is also an Eagle Scout.
Yes, sir.
How many years does it take to become an Eagle Scout?
Depends on your level of commitment. You have to earn 21 required merit badges. I think I ended up with 5 palm fronds, so I ended up with around 50. It took me a good portion of my young adult life to get there.
Now, did your musical ability play any part in helping you achieve
Absolutely.
That Eagle ranking?
Get that music merit badge. It counts as for one of the extras that you need.
Okay, good for you. Congratulations. Adela Irizarry from Lake Worth, Florida. Mm-hmm. You have hyperlexia, which is something I have never heard of.
Yeah, most people haven't heard of it. So there's like some creepy videos about it on YouTube. It's basically where a young child, can convert words automatically into sight words. So you'll see like very small children reading like really, really difficult texts.
And you could do that as
a
child.
Yeah, my mom has all these stories about it.
That sounds like a plus, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you've got hyperlexia, that's a good thing. All right, Sarah Frontiera from Santa Monica is our champion. She's on a mission, folks, to visit every state park in California. How many state parks are there in this state?
Oh, no.
43?
108? No, I have no idea.
You're just going to take this one state park at a time?
It's too overwhelming if you think it all at once. You know, Alex, you have to kind of parse it out.
Right.
That makes sense.
Pick up that signaling device. Go ahead and make a selection as we go on here.
Newer Necco Candy Hearts for 1,000.
A Twilight-themed series included Do This to Me. Greg.
What is Bite?
Bite Me, yes.
Biopic subjects for 400, please.
2011, The Iron Lady. Sarah.
Who is Margaret Thatcher?
She's the one.
Biopic 600.
2018, On the Basis of Sex. Adela.
Who is Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Correct.
Biopic subjects for 800.
On HBO, Behind the Candelabra. Sarah.
Who is Liberace?
He's the one.
Biopic 1000.
2014, The Theory of Everything. Adela.
Who is Stephen Hawking?
Good.
Parts of Speech defined for 200.
It is often thought of as referring to persons or places. Sarah?
What is a noun?
Noun is right.
400 parts of speech.
They are distinguished by their function as connectors between words, phrases, clauses, or sentences. Sarah?
What are conjunctions?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Parts of speech 600.
They are a class of words expressing emotion, distinguished by their use in grammatical isolation. Sarah?
What is an exclamation?
No. Adela?
What is an adverb?
No. What is an interjection?
Interjection.
Back to you, Sarah.
Parts of speech 800.
They typically express some relation of place, time, manner. Sarah?
What is a pronoun?
No. Adela, now was the time to say adverb.
Adverb.
Sarah, back to you.
Parts of speech 1000.
They typically express a spatial, temporal, or other relationship. Sarah?
What is a dyadic?
No. Adela or Greg? What is a preposition? Less than a minute now to deal with the last category, Sarah.
Military 200.
In battle, you better follow the ROE, rules of this. Sarah.
What is engagement?
Good.
400.
CPOs are these officers, but I don't think they're spiteful. Greg.
What's a chief petty officer?
Yeah.
Military for 600.
Abbreviated DZ, it's the area where airborne troops, equipment, or supplies are expected to land. Greg.
What's a drop zone?
Good.
800 for military.
You can buy stuff at a PX, post exchange, or BX, this. And that would be the base exchange. Now the last clue for 1,000. To some, GI means government issue. MacArthur thought it meant this issue and couldn't stand the term. What is general issue? All right, Greg in the lead. Adela, with 600 only, gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. Stay with us for that. The ladies are trailing Greg. He got off to a good start. Adela, you go first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. 2020 anniversaries. Just a sample. We'll deal with Russian art and culture. Marry me. Shakespeare by night. And finally, antonym. Notice the quotation marks around the letter A. Each correct response beginning with that letter. Off you go.
I will take Russian art and culture for 400.
Fromer says some of the best souvenirs you can bring home from Russia are nesting dolls and bottles of this. Cheers. Adela.
What is vodka?
Good.
Russian art and culture for 800.
In 1909, painter Boris Kustodiev captured a promenade and some merrymaking along this river. Greg.
What is the Volga?
Yes.
Russian art and culture for 1200, please.
Before leaving Russia in 1922, he designed some decorative panels for the Jewish Chamber Theater in Moscow. Adela.
Who is Chagall?
Correct.
Russian art and culture for 1600.
Russian for self-boiler. These urns were traditionally used to heat water for tea, and in 1989 were showcased on a series of stamps. Adela.
What is a samovar?
That's it.
And Russian art and culture for 2000, please.
In this Stravinsky ballet, the title character gives Prince Ivan a magical feather after he captures and releases her. Greg.
What is Swan Lake?
No. Sarah.
What is the Firebird?
That's it for 2000.
Just a sample, 400.
My. It took 20 years for the Knack to notice that Run DMC sampled this song on It's Tricky. Adela.
What is My Sharona?
Correct.
Just a sample for 800.
The Rolling Stones sued The Verve, claiming too much of their song The Last Time was used on this symphony. Adela.
What is Bittersweet?
Correct.
Just a sample for 1200.
Sampling Rick James's Super Freak worked out okay for this rapper, as his album went on to sell more than 10 million copies. Greg.
Who is MC Hammer?
Yes.
Just a sample for 1600, please.
Sections from Straight to Hell by The Clash play in this three-letter rapper's Paper Planes. Greg.
Who is MIA?
Yes.
Just a sample for 2000.
Oh, darling, Sean Kingston's Beautiful Girl sampled some of this Benny King classic. Adela.
What is Stand By Me?
That's it.
All right. Shakespeare by Night for 400.
In this play, Oberon says, ill met by moonlight, proud Titania. Sarah.
What is A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Correct.
Shakespeare by Night, 800.
Romeo and Juliet. Good night, good night. These five words, that I shall say good night till it be morrow. Sarah.
What is parting is such sweet sorrow.
Those are the words.
Shakespeare, 1200.
Act two of this play ends with Cornwall saying, 'Tis a wild night, my Regan counsels well. Come out of the storm. Sarah.
What is King Lear?
Good.
Shakespeare, 1600.
Speaking to Viola in this play, Olivia says, love's night is noon. Sarah.
What is Twelfth Night?
Yeah.
2000.
Marcellus asks this friend of Hamlet to watch the minutes of this night, that if again this apparition come, he may speak to it. And that would be Horatio. Were you about to say that, Sarah?
I was.
Oh, you didn't ring in time. Go again.
Antonym 400.
An antonym of natural, like certain sweeteners. Greg.
What is artificial?
Correct.
Antonym for 800, please.
Of enemy, especially during wartime. Greg.
What is an ally?
Yeah.
Antonym for 1200.
Of declare guilty in a court of law. Six letters. Greg.
What is acquitted?
No. Sarah.
What is acquit?
Acquit, yes. Six letters. Sorry, Greg. Sarah.
Marry me, 400.
Disclosing the past is the autobiography of this Mary, who dug up some very old skulls. In Africa, we're talking about Mary Leakey. Back to you, Sarah.
Marry me, 800.
What's the 411? She received a double Oscar nomination for supporting actress and original song for Mudbound. Adela.
Who's Mary J. Blige?
Yes.
Marry me for 1200.
And here's to you, Mary Robinson, president of this European country from 1990 to 1997. Sarah.
What is Ireland?
Yes.
Marry me, 1600.
Mary Mapes Dodge is best remembered for her tale of this Dutch lad, illustrated here. Sarah.
Who is Hans Brinker?
Yes.
Marry me, 2000.
Failing eyesight and eventual blindness forced this American-born artist to stop painting around 1914. Sarah.
Who is Mary Cassatt?
Correct.
2020 anniversary is 400.
400 years ago, it reached Plymouth carrying 102 passengers. Sarah.
What is the Mayflower?
Yes.
Anniversary is 800.
August marks the 30th anniversary of Iraq invading this country, leading to the Persian Gulf War. Sarah.
What is Kuwait?
Yes.
Anniversary is 1200.
Answer there. Nearly double. And you have forged into a commanding lead.
4600.
All right. In 2020, this composer's birth city of Bonn and surrounding areas are celebrating his 250th birthday all year long.
Who is Beethoven?
You picked the right composer. Go again.
2020 anniversary is for 1600.
Once part of Massachusetts, this state is celebrating its bicentennial. Greg.
It's Connecticut.
Nope. Adela or Sarah? The state is Maine. Back to you, Sarah.
Anniversary is 2000.
February is the 200th birthday of this Union general whose middle name honored a Shawnee chieftain. Greg.
Who is Sherman?
Yes, William Tecumseh Sherman.
Antonym for 1600.
Answer. The other daily double. Right now, the game is a runaway for Sarah.
Let's make it a true daily double, please.
All right, for 12,800, here's your clue. Antonym of bedridden or unable to walk, 10 letters.
What is ambulatory?
That's the right word. And now, the last clue. Antonym of relating to the period after the biblical flood. Sarah?
What is antediluvian?
That's it. And with that, you move to 21,200. Most impressive. But the game is not a runaway for you. So, the three of you get to deal with this. World Capitals, think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment. Exciting game.
A shocking arrest video released. A 70-year-old woman thrown to the ground. The questions into why this arrest took a disturbing turn.
Then the efforts to get squeegee boys employed and off the streets after more assault allegations.
In the Geico sequel ad, it's the name of the food truck run by the raccoons. What is Shea Dumpster? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
A very popular subject for Final Jeopardy, World Capitals. Players, here's your clue. Sharing its name with another ancient city on the sea, this African capital is called Bride of the Mediterranean. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We'll go to the middle first. Adela, we come to you. You had 7,800. You don't look happy. Why is that? What did you all unable to come up with it? I love your groaning. Let's see what you lost. 800 only. That leaves you with 7,000. Let's go to your left now. Greg Bacon came up with 12,800 and Tripoli as a correct Final Jeopardy response. Yes, Tripoli in Libya is referred to as Western Tripoli. Tripoli in Lebanon is often called Eastern Tripoli. You will add to that 12,800, a substantial amount, 8,401, taking you to 21,201. And now we come to our champion, Sarah, looking very serious and sad all of a sudden. Why? You wrote down Tripoli, then you wrote down Damascus, and you crossed off Damascus, and that leaves you with a correct response. Did you risk more than a buck? You did indeed. $4,401. You now have a total of $25,601 and a two-day total of $52,402. Way to go. Good game again. Oh, gosh, these guys are good. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
As a doctor, I recommend topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. It's powerful, yet non-addictive, and gentle on the body. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
What does ferociously strong tape mean? T-Rex is on a mission to find out. First, we froze T-Rex duct tape in a block of ice. Then we braved bitter temperatures to put it to work. The result of this extreme real-world test? That frozen to the core T-Rex tape still sticks, even in the coldest temperatures. Ferociously strong tape.